Woo-hoo.
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass. For a 20-foot press, it's always welcome. Hello, ladies and germs. This is Chris 200. I am checking in here from home today. I don't really have much to say, but I did have kind of an interesting experience today that everybody should do every 6 months. Listen in and enjoy. It's a whole 28 minutes worth of dental bliss. So I'd love to hear from you what you think. Hopefully I don't get anybody in trouble because I don't think there's any names in there other than the dentist's name, and he probably will appreciate the promotions. So, anyway, I'm going to let it go from here and hope to hear from you soon.
See you later.
Hello.
Hi.
It's about 5 o'clock.
Chris?
I'm
waiting here. Okay. Let me see if I need an update from you.
Probably do, because I have a whole different insurance.
Oh, you do? Okay. Let me just take a copy of your card. Looks like you had Aetna before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this your, oh, it is then. Oh, Dental Delta. Okay. I'll take a copy of it then. Go ahead and write Delta on there then. And,
I think I'm ringing.
Yeah. Like, oh.
Hello? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. All this too, or?
Is there anything on there that says, oh, it's got an address. Okay, that's good. But it doesn't have, does it have an address on here? Call Delta Central, for
BB. Doesn't have very much information on it.
There's not, it doesn't even give you an address on here for, because we have different Delta plans.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to, let's see, down the street, all these Delta USAs. Delta of Michigan, Delta of Ohio, Delta of... So it looks like yours is for Dental, 1-800. Yours is Delta Dental USA, I take it. Group number 5550. Farmington Hills, Michigan. You know what? I should be okay. I'll probably, chances are, I'll be in there. And then just state it in the mail. Thank you.
Uh-huh. No, not really. Maybe a little more sensitivity.
Okay. Nothing new, though?
No, nothing really.
Like, sensitive to cold?
No, not particularly. Just on the left side, I think.
Okay.
In Lincoln for...
Oh, wow.
Good year.
Okay.
So, manufacturing facility.
Uh-huh.
And
you're probably not happy about the gas price that's
going up. No, not.
Yeah. Okay. Boyfriend works on Blair, so he drives to Blair every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hold this story right now.
Yeah.
Do you live on this edge of town?
Oh, I live in Papillion, so.
Oh, wow. This one drives.
It's actually not too bad. I live right off the highway. Yeah, off of 72nd there and 370.
Oh,
so.
That's not bad. I have a friend that lives in Waverly, and she drives out to Bellevue to work every day. Number one drives. Okay. Some of those fillings are pretty old.
Uh-huh.
That might be what's causing those teeth to be kind of sensitive. So we'll just have to keep monitoring them, and eventually they'll have to be replaced with new filling material.
That's
what, yep, I was checking it. So you actually have an area of recession up there where the gum's been pulled up away from the tooth.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at it, and it's about 2 millimeters, so we'll have to keep monitoring it, but that will make your teeth sensitive. And there's also nerves that connect down to the lower teeth, so
mm-hmm.
that might be making the whole left side kind of sensitive.
So the gum is actually what's going, it's just pulled away?
It's pulled away from the tooth, which can be caused from aggressive tooth brushing
uh-huh.
up in that area. That's usually the most common cause for that. And then also using like a hard bristled toothbrush can cause that. So just make sure you're using a soft bristled toothbrush. And
okay.
then I'm going to give you a sample of
that crash sensitivity toothpaste.
Okay.
And maybe start using that for a couple days, and that should help things calm down a little bit.
Okay.
Because what's actually happening is the root of that tooth is being exposed, where normally the gum is.
Okay.
We'll cover that area.
Yeah, I think I've got the same sort of thing on one of these teeth over here.
Yeah,
if I touch it, it's just like a little zinger there.
So, and so what the sensitivity toothpaste does is it helps close up the pores in the enamel to help desensitize it. So, yeah, and then once you use it for maybe a couple weeks, it should help altogether. If you ever notice it bothering you again, you can start using it again.
As long as I don't have to get the gum grass.
Yeah.
I've heard stories about that.
Yeah, you should be fine. What we do is we'll keep watching it. If it ever gets to like 6 millimeters, then the dentist will put a little tooth-colored filling in that little space right there. So that it won't be sensitive for you. But right now it's so small that the filling wouldn't stick in there. So we'll just have to keep watching it. Also down on this tooth there's a little bit. Your brushing looks awesome. It looks really good. Really finding any tech on your teeth. Are you from Omaha?
Not originally, no.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
Columbus.
Oh. Is there a family there still?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. My dad and brother are still there.
Do you have any kids? Are you married?
Yeah. I have one boy. He's 2 and a half, I guess.
Oh,
almost
he's
two
so
and
little.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Jacob.
Oh. You have to bring him in here when he turns 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And run up here.
I went to the zoo
yesterday.
Oh,
you did? Oh,
you did?
Oh, it was nice outside yesterday.
We got to ride the train.
Oh,
that was really
cool. That sounds like fun. Yeah, it's starting to cool off a little bit outside. It'll make it nice to do things like that. Go ahead and close again. Go ahead and close it in. Mm-hmm. Is it okay when I use my water?
Yeah.
Okay. Close again. And the other side. And close one more time. I didn't get any bleeding with your gums. Are you a flosser?
Yeah, not probably very little as I should be, but.
Plus, looks like you're doing a good job brushing, and that helps a lot too to keep the gums nice and healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a fun age.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not always no and...
Yeah, he's a little bit into that stage now, too. Thank you.
Chris.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Good. How's your summer been?
Too bad.
Taking any trips or anything?
Nope.
Run around here. Fuck out the hot weather, huh?
Yep.
A little bit of sensitivity. Is it on the upper left? Kind of toward the back?
Yeah, just kind of left side in general.
Okay.
Towards the back.
When you brush your teeth, is it sensitive? Are you noticing that you're brushing the food?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Okay. Cold? Is that the biggest thing you seem to notice? Like drinking cold, does that bother it?
No, just...
Kind of when I touch there with my instrument.
Yeah,
up on the buckle there?
Touch it or...
Okay. Maybe related to kind of have a gum receded and having a little bit of a root surface exposed, which I think you can get you a sample of a toothpaste that has an ingredient in it that kind of plug up the pores that we have along our root surface and that. Hopefully that'll take care of it. And you really haven't notched it out. Some people will, over time, will really groove those out. Pretty much now, with most everything being the soft bristle brush, that we don't see that as much. But that's what it is. And so, try this toothpaste and see how you like it. Is this the Crest version?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Sensodyne is one that's been around a little longer, that a lot of people have heard that name. This has the same ingredient in it that kind of plug up those little pores that our root surface has. And some people will use that as their toothpaste all the time. Other people will get through kind of an initial period of using it for a couple of weeks, and then their sensitivity is a lot better, and then go back to their other toothpaste. You might notice some of them say on there don't use for more than 2 weeks without seeing your dentist. So we've seen me and we've made sure that there's not a problem.
Okay.
What they're afraid of is if somebody gets a cavity and they start using that toothpaste, if it kind of plugs that up, it might make the symptoms go away and then the cavity would continue to get worse.
Okay.
So you can ignore that if you ever see that on the label. But Colgate makes a version. Crest has theirs. But they all have an ingredient called potassium nitrate that kind of plugs up those pores. So try that and see.
Okay.
I think right when I touch that's exactly what's going on there. Because there's definitely, there's not even a filling in that tube. The one that, where I touched him, said, yeah, that's it. And so.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Give that a try. And if that doesn't seem like after you've used it for a few weeks, let us know. There's other things we can have you do too.
Okay.
There's a fluoride gel we can have you use in addition to that.
Okay.
Some people have such hypersensitivity they kind of are hitting it with two things.
Okay.
So, but I think that'll take care of it for
all
you.
Right.
So, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. There you go.
All right.
Great.
Thank you.
Yep. Well, you'll be due back in February.
Okay.
Would you like to schedule that right now before you leave?
Yeah, let's try that this
time.
Usually, if I don't do that, I always put it off a couple months later than I should. Late afternoon, like 5 o'clock, would look really good.
We do go from here Monday. She's going to go on Monday, so. Could do what, 4:30? Or do you need a 5 o'clock?
I really need a 5 o'clock. I
got Monday, March 13th, and I could do a 5.
That would work.
Monday, March 13th at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
5.
Well,
if you have 5, I just must have been thinking 4. There you go.
Okay.
Thank
is
you.
Is there any charge or anything?
No, we'll just file it with your insurance.
Okay.
And whatever they don't pay,
we'll
send you a bill.
Okay, great. Thank you.